COVID-19 era relief money gave underfunded Philadelphia area school districts like the one in Upper Darby laptops. WHYY's Kenny Cooper reports on Ramageddon. It's a phenomenon that may send schools that made technological leaps back in time.
The pandemic brought school closures and nationwide learning loss, but there was a silver lining born out of the chaos: one-for-one laptop policies.
I joke around like a computer was a campfire in the Upper Darby School District. Like, six kids would sit around one computer and they would like warm their hands around it because that's all we could afford.
Superintendent Dan McGarry remembers wondering how his team was going to teach kids remotely. Luckily, an avalanche of federal funding almost overnight allowed them to buy laptops.
We didn't have any of those things. We were literally out in line. I was till 8:30 at night, got in trouble because we weren't socially distant, handing out Chromebooks that we were getting like quickly ordered in overnight to give them out to try to get kids their education going without being out of school for so long during the pandemic. Now we felt great about ourselves. We felt great that we finally caught up.
But now that emergency funding is gone, the district is spending $2 to $3 million a year fixing and replacing Chromebooks for its 12,500 students. Laptops that were once $400 a kid are now about $600 a pop.
My fear financially is I don't think we're going to be able to financially keep going one-to-one with our kids in the near future. That's a real financial scare for me.
Dr. Benjamin Lee, a computer science and electrical engineering professor at the University of Pennsylvania, says computer prices are rising for everyone. Why? Tech journalists have a name for it. It's called Ramageddon. Lee says there is an increase in demand across the board for key computer components, including memory or RAM.
When you see the largest data center operators and AI companies investing hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars in data center compute, they're going to have to fill these facilities with hardware, right? This means processors, and this means memory, and this means storage and networking equipment. And because there is only so much manufacturing capacity for all of these hardware components, more hardware going into the data centers means potentially less hardware available going into consumer electronics.
Lee says computer hardware manufacturing is notorious for its boom or bust cycles. We're in a boom.
The demand for memory chips and the extraordinary prices we're seeing here, the profit margins that these companies are getting for these memory chips are unprecedented. I haven't seen this for 20, 30 years since I've started working in this space.
McGarry says he got into education to teach Shakespeare, among other reasons.
I never thought in my wildest dreams as a superintendent I'd be worried about things like Anthropic. How do I give a kid a computer? How do I make sure the cameras are keeping kids safe in school and the software updates? How do I make sure the kids aren't getting sucked into online chat rooms where inappropriate things are happening? So there's all this complication, and it all costs money. I guess that's the point.
The neighboring William Penn School District is not a true one-for-one district. William Penn is one of six districts to successfully sue Pennsylvania during the landmark fair funding trial. Darnell Deans is chief of operations. He says the slow flow of education funding is forcing the district to make tough choices.
However, when all the resources are not there, something has to give. And where do those gives always happen? On the operations side. And technology is one of the areas in which we had to make some budgetary decisions on what we're going to do next year from an investment perspective.
Daniel Kitchen, director of technology for the Upper Darby School District, says there might be a solution. Eligible school districts across the country receive federal funding for telecommunications and infrastructure upgrades through the FCC's E-Rate program.
So creating a system like that for devices, for Chromebooks, if they're going to be, if things are mandated in the classroom, they have to be online, you have to use a device, then that funding should be available for a school district like ours, a similar program to E-Rate for devices rather than just infrastructure.
But until it all gets figured out, schools across the country will have to make hard choices as computer prices continue to skyrocket. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.